You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Well, spring is in the air, and I got to tell you, the patients that we're seeing coming in are very excited about finally being able to go back outside again. But the thing that I can tell you is the number one thing that I'm seeing in office hours is something to do about body contouring. That's it. For probably the last 6 months, it may have been everything about the eyelids, the face, the nose, lips, all of those things. But soon as there's a few days where it really looks like it's getting to be spring, everybody starts thinking about lighter clothing, going to the beach eventually, wearing bathing suits. And, you know, all of you, including myself, have areas that you would love to do something about. Either those areas that have a small amount of fat, or areas that even despite exercising during this whole pandemic and working out and eating properly to get ready, you know that there are just some areas that are just not going to go away regardless of all the different things that you may be trying to do. And some of you may be in the other camp where for the past, let's say, year or so, you've just like thrown your hands up in the air and said, you know what? I'm just going to take it easy. Thank God I'm healthy. I'm not going to worry about going to the gym. I'm not going to exercise that much. I'm just going to stay home. I'm going to eat whatever I want. And now when you're starting to realize that it's spring and summer's around the corner, you may be wanting to do something about it. So I'm here to tell you that there are some really, really exciting things that are available to all of you to have done to make improvements on areas all over your body. And I wanted to make sure that I'm addressing two major types of things. The first is, I'm pretty sure that everyone listening to this has an area on their body with some fat that you would love to get rid of. Now, here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, we really do have a whole bunch of different ways of getting rid of that fat. But the two things that I really wanted to speak about today were an easy way to get rid of the fat and what goes along with having some of that extra fat for most of you is that there's some skin laxity. There's some skin that's holding that extra fat that's not as tight as you would like it to be. And if that happens to be the case, that's the second thing that I wanted to talk to you about, is a way of doing the fat reduction or the fat elimination, if you will, and the skin tightening without having any downtime at all. And I think the more that people start to learn about how this can be accomplished, and the more you out there could really understand how to utilize these brand new technologies, you'll feel comfortable coming into an office and asking about it. So here we go. The first is, we now know after more than 10 years of doing cryolipolysis, what that means is literally freezing fat cells. We know that if you specifically target the fat cell with very, very, very cold temperatures, you will get that fat cell to basically become like an icicle. It will freeze and it will lose its blood supply, basically. And that piece of fat, that fat cell, will die. It will be eliminated from your body, and you will no longer have that fat cell. Now, we know this, and we've been studying this for, like I said, over 10 years. And we know with the latest equipment, we can target those problem areas where you do have these fat accumulations and specifically freeze that fat to such an extent that over the course, literally of 2 to 4 weeks, you will see in front of your eyes a literal reduction of that pocket of fat. Now, what goes along with that is that we started doing a few studies out of our office to see what would happen if we not only incorporated the freezing of the fat cell, or let's say the given area of a fat pocket, but if we incorporated externally applied radio frequency heat to that same exact location immediately following that area being frozen, would we see better fat loss or better fat reduction and shrink the skin, tighten the skin that was surrounding that pocket of fat? And the answer to all of you out there is yes. And we're so excited about it that we've actually now been interviewed and we're going to be on 2 nationally televised programs coming up within the next few weeks. I'm not at liberty to say which ones they are, but if you continue to following along with us, I'll definitely let you know when it's going to air. But we had 2 national TV shows come in to talk about this idea of fire and ice treatments. And it's totally non-surgical. It's a definite improvement over everything else that we've seen on the market to do non-surgical fat reduction or body contouring without doing liposuction or a tummy tuck or any other type of modality that would cause any type of downtime. And I think the reason why I'm so excited about it is because we were already achieving phenomenal results with something like CoolSculpting, which is a way of using cryolipolysis, using freezing of the fat to get these fat cells to just go away permanently. And we were very pleased with that. But every person that came in to talk about that also inquired about, well, what's going to happen with the skin after that fat goes away? Is that skin going to get any tighter? And the answer is it really doesn't after just using freezing modalities to kill fat, because that's what it really is all set out to do. It's not there to do anything else to the skin. It's really just really targeting fat. So we started to use another piece of equipment that we just recently acquired over the past few months that is the most aggressive way of heating the skin without making any incisions, without having to do any injections of anything. But it's a very safe way of heating the skin to the proper temperatures that we know from the literature to get the skin to shrink. And the big name that we would call this would be something called thermal retraction. If you heat up the skin, and by the skin, we're talking not only about the outside that you see, the epidermis, but we're talking about the skin under the epidermis called the dermis. If we can heat up that dermis to a certain temperature safely, we can get that skin to shrink and tighten. So if you can imagine almost like shrink wrapping that body part after the fat has been removed, that's exactly what we're doing with these 2 modalities that we're calling fire and ice. And I can tell you, when you go to my website, davisCPS.com, you'll see some of our before and afters that we've just really started to post because we wanted to give it enough time to really see what the results would be like a month, 6 weeks, or something like that out from the actual combination of the treatments. But I can tell you, just with the two national programs that came in, they literally saw it happen in front of their eyes while they were here. And it's really an incredible before and after. I definitely would encourage all of you to, you know, take a look at that. And the other part of this, which I'm telling you is very, very exciting, is it can be done on anyone's skin color, anyone's skin type, anything like that. You have to be a good candidate for this thing, meaning we really want to be able to like have an area that we could treat. And we're not talking about doing someone that really needs to go on a diet and an exercise regimen when you're really, you know, somebody that needs more work than just areas of fat. That may be something else to discuss and talk about at a surgical consultation, or to just talk about, you know, a really good exercise diet regimen. But I'm saying for all of you out there that have been trying to do everything you could, but you're still finding areas that are problems, such as the outer thighs, the love handles. How about the fat that's above the bra line and below the bra line? How about areas right in the front of your armpit or in the back of the armpit or the inner thigh? So I'm saying areas that you could really target and say, oh my God, when I put on tight yoga pants, I'm starting to see some of this billowing of some extra fat and skin. Those are the areas that we're talking about being able to be treated literally with so much comfort that you'll watch the show when I let you in on when it's going to air, but you don't need to have any sedation. You drive yourself here. It's just a very comfortable treatment, and it almost sounds too good to be true, but if it's the proper location on your body that can be treated with this fire and ice combo, and you're a, you know, someone that really has those issues, you definitely want to give us a call, or, you know, go to your local plastic surgery office or dermatologic practice maybe that may have some of these cryolipolysis machines and some radio frequency type machines, and see if they could figure out also a way of combining the two in a safe manner so that the skin stays healthy. It's just going to shrink. It's going to get tighter. And I'm very excited about it, as you can tell. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll speak to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.